Jose, big win to start this road trip. I want to ask you about that double play because bases loaded, nobody out. It really did seem like the turning point in this game. When a ball's hit that sharply, you're playing back. Are you just trying to do everything you can to body it up?
I mean, it's a big series. It's a big series. Every game mattered. Sevy did a tremendous job for us. I was able to turn the double play. Paco did a hell of a job finishing it. That keeps us in the game. That keeps the momentum. That keeps the lead. So it's definitely helped. And it was a great team all around. Offense kicking, and like I say, Sevy and everybody did a pretty good job.
You have redefined the term hard 90 with some of these ground balls that you hit. Where does that stem from?
It's just about just help the team win every night. I'm going to give you everything I got every single night. And it's just leading by example, right? Create that culture here for the team and for the guys to come.
Jose, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
All right, thank you.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.